iRadio's Game Changers
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision Scheme with Cumashun Naaman with a television license fee.
Heather Jamieson, thank you so much for joining me on Game Changer this afternoon. You've had quite the career between being a Paralympian in athletics in London 2012, and then you've moved on now to be captain of the women's cerebral palsy Irish football team as well. How did you balance your time between both sports growing up, and when did football become really important to you as a child?
I've had a football at my feet probably since I could walk, and that's probably how they discovered my CP then as well. So I wasn't diagnosed until I was two, because I was late to walking. So straight away when I started to walk, I was up on my tippy toes. So mum and dad were like, let's get this checked. But dad always loved football, so we just always had it in the house. It was a big part of growing up, and I played mainstream all my life. So since I was 5 years old, I was down the local club, and it was always a balancing act then between athletics and football. And it came a time there where athletics was becoming more high profile, and I was getting to the kind of international high elite end of it. So I stopped playing football for a couple of years to focus on the athletics career for as long as I could. And then when I stopped doing athletics in 2016, I went back playing football, and have been back there ever since then.
Before we dive into the football chat, let's reflect on the Paralympic Games. I mean, what was it like to be a Paralympian at London 2012?
Yeah, look, it was the top of the game for everybody. You know, it's an incredible thing to be a part of. And it's probably now, as I'm a little bit older, I kind of realise how big that was. You know, being 15 in London, it probably a little bit overawing. But now looking back, like, and especially, you know, we had Paris this year, and seeing some of my teammates who are still competing is amazing to watch them. And people who would have been coming through the system when I was coming out of it is fantastic to watch their careers develop. But like, it's where you want to be as a para athlete. You want to be up there with the best of the best, and giving your shot and being a part of this amazing accomplishment.
I know you suffered with injuries when you were competing in athletics, and now that you've gone down the route of football solely, I mean, what is it like to now be the captain of the Irish women's CP team? I mean, was that always the goal, or are you still kind of pinching yourself a little bit?
Massively pinching myself. CP football is an incredible opportunity for myself and for the other girls involved in the team. It's only a brand new sport as well. Like, this is only going to be the second ever World Cup this year, and 2 years ago was the first ever World Cup. And I actually work with the men's cerebral palsy team, and I was at the World Cup 2 years ago with them, and I stood at the side of the pitch and watched the women's teams taking part, and I just thought, Ireland need to be a part of this next time around. So very fortunate with my job that I work with the FAI that I was able to, I suppose, have access to how we might go about this and where we find the players and what to do. So since we came back from Spain in 2022, I've been trying my hardest to get a team together. And it's been going really well. We went to a Nations League competition last October, and we won that quite convincingly. So it was a fantastic time out. And this year now we're looking forward to the World Cup in November, and in the lead into that, then we have our tournament coming up this weekend in Dublin, the 27th, 28th and 29th of September, where we'll play Denmark women's team and USA women's team, and USA are the current world champions. So it'll be a massive test, but a fantastic day out for all the players.
I imagine that your training sessions are quite intense at the moment and quite grueling ahead of the World Cup. So tell me more about the World Cup.
So the Men and Women's World Cup for the IFCPF, who are the International Federation of Cerebral Palsy Football, they coincide, so they take place at the same time. So the Men's World Cup will be the 6th of November to the 24th of November, and the Women's World Cup will be the 11th of November to the 20th of November. And both of them take place in Cambrils in Salou, Spain.
You've achieved so much in such a short time because you're still so young. I mean, between being a Paralympian in athletics to now being the captain of the Irish women's CP football team and going to the World Cup, it must be just a phenomenal, phenomenal feeling. And if there's somebody listening to this today who has CP as well and is thinking about maybe getting into sport, what would you tell them?
Don't worry too much about what the sport is. You know, if you are driven and you're looking to get involved in some sort of activity, whether it be with other people with CP or an individual sport. So I've done both. I've played football with a bunch of girls who have CP. I've done athletics, and I'm now attempting to do a bit of cycling as well. Like, no matter what way your CP affects you, just go and find a sport that you love. And it might take a little bit of time to try and find the right one, and it could be a sport you've never played before or think you might be no good at, but it makes no difference whatsoever, because if you have the want and the willingness to go and try, there will be a sport out there for you 100%.
iRadio's Game Changers
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision Scheme with Commissioned Naman with a television license fee.